This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ah, there we go. Sounding good. Got a new recording process over here, everybody. But we're here, Chris.
Yes.
Here we are.
I've got this thing down.
Dude, somebody tweeted at us this last week and said, I love that the show is back or something. I don't know. That's not the exact word. But they were like,
come on,
the
man.
The show is back. And I was like, heart that tweet.
You just said it.
Wait, what?
You just said it.
No, I didn't. Pretend
now
like
we got to start.
No, pretend like I didn't say it. Wipe that from your memory. But anyway, it made my heart grow three sizes to know that the fans are out there, Chris, and that they're clamoring for release to show all off season. What? No, I didn't.
Stop saying it.
And we're back, baby, is my point. And we're back and bigger than ever this year because, Chris, remember we said we're going to try to get more guests this year.
Yeah.
And so joining us for the whole show, but also in the cold open, Johnny Lazarus, from the Blue Crew, guys.
He's only episode two. We already got somebody.
Where's my applause? I have an applause. Hold on.
You better give him some applause.
Yeah, hell yeah. There he is.
Thank you, Katie.
This is the show, Johnny. You're already on the show. This is pretty much it. So
I'm wondering when to chime in or not. Yeah, no, I just enjoy being an audience member.
You gotta like. This is the thing. You have to find your crease.
Okay. See.
Well, it's an honor to be here on your guys' second show of the season. Is that correct?
The new year, baby.
Yeah. Second show of the new year. And, you know, I've always been interested to hear from longtime suffering Seattle Kraken fans, so I'm sure we have a lot in common here.
Yeah. Our long history. This season's been rough so far. Can we get some goals around here? My God. There's so much to talk about on this episode. Let's see. Cold open subjects, though, producer Katie. Here, I have one for you guys. Here's a cold open subject that has nothing to do with hockey. Because, Johnny, we're everyone's favorite Kraken podcast where we barely talk hockey. So listen up. Producer Katie tells me that they're thinking of introducing flag football into the Summer Olympics. What say you guys about the possibility of nations competing against each other in flag football for Olympic glory?
I'm going to read off Chris for this one.
Well, Chris, I thought it was already official. Am I wrong in this? I thought it was like already happening. Not that they were thinking about it, but that it is official.
No, it's one of the finalists. There's like one of five. They're adding a few other ones. It's one of five or something like that. That's made the final. It's the short list. You know what I mean?
They're voting next week.
Got it.
Who
okay.
Who tries out for that?
Like, where do they recruit from?
The quad.
Yeah, like who's playing flag football other than like frat kids in college? Like, I don't know anyone who plays flag football.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, just go down to the Greek row. Chris knows about that. Were you in a frat, Chris?
I wasn't actually. No. But thank you for
dare you know,
thinking that I was.
They have those at Stanford, don't they?
They do. They're just, they're not as like popular per se. It's not as like important. Like you can still have a social life there without having to go into a frat. It's not quite the same.
All right.
But here's the thing. I didn't know it wasn't official, but either way, my response to this is it's a great thing because it gives me hope, as you guys already talked about, that maybe I can make it to the Olympics. I'm going to get out there back on my flag football team that I used to play on here in LA, and I'm going to try to make it to the Olympics. I think it's great.
I'm on the flip side, and Chris, no offense, I've never seen you play sports, but I think
it's a thing to behold.
We're just assuming that we're all average Joes here. I think the Olympics, you know, that's what's wrong about it. The Olympics are for the best athletes in the world representing their countries. You can't have someone hopping off their couch to go play flag football and represent their country, you know?
This is a fair counterpoint.
Unless Team USA is full of, you know, like, I don't know, like if Odell retires this year or something, like let's put him on the squad, you know? Like the dream team from Team USA of guys that like just came out of the NFL a couple seasons ago, that would be sick.
This is seems like the ultimate mashup of football and football.
Yeah.
Because who are they going to get in other countries too? They're going to get soccer players. So it's going to be the football battles.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, good point. All right.
But soccer players aren't used to using their hands.
Oh, another good point. So All right, wait. Okay, somebody has to now yell the name of the show so we can actually talk some hockey, possibly.
I mean, you've already done it three or four times. If I yell it, is it going to work?
Yeah. Well, you never – Johnny, you yell it.
Yeah,
release
Johnny, you yell
the crack. It's Release the Kraken, right? Release the pod.
No, the name of our show. Release the show.
Release the show.
That was a new record. We said it like four times. Young fish. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We snapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy. We all about the action. Release the show. Release the show. It's Release the Show on the Believe Podcast Network. Welcome to the show. I'm Brett. He's Chris. Our guest is Johnny. And our buddy Ryan, the third leg of our tripod, the missing link, will be joining us at some point during the show. He's supposed to be calling in from the morning skate. We've got access, baby. We've got access this year, Johnny boy. Announcement on the show. I think I can say this, Katie, officially. Can I say this publicly?
Yeah.
Release the... Can I actually say this?
You say it.
Okay, I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
If you got... We don't edit.
Say it.
We do not edit around here.
Say it. Do it.
Release the Show this season has been granted press access for the entire season.
Boom, baby. Yay.
To the Kraken, everybody. So get ready for some content all season long. We can go to any game we want, Katie.
See, that's not the thing I thought
Road,
you were going to say.
Home. We can go in the locker room. And it's a full-on badge. We can sit in on press conferences. We can ask ridiculous and or meaningful questions. Either way. We can ask Hackstall right now in the middle of a losing streak if he thinks flag football is a good idea in the Olympics. And see how quickly we lose that press badge, Katie.
I thought you were going to say something different. I thought you were going to talk about ice cream.
Oh, we could talk about ice cream. I don't have a second.
Wait a
here.
Second. What the heck are you two talking about?
Yeah, no, I know what you want to talk about.
Oh,
it's
I want
just
to talk about Wiener Schnitzel.
Go ahead. Do it, Katie.
Wiener Schnitzel is a proud sponsor of Release the Show. There are two locations in Western Washington. There's one in Everett, and there's one in Fife.
Yep.
And if you go in and you tell them that you came because of the Release the Show podcast, if you mention the podcast.
Hold on.
Well, don't be eighth grade about it.
Come on. It's a family show.
They'll give you a free Tasty Freeze.
Ooh.
Ice cream.
Nice.
Free ice cream for listening to Release the Show. So go check out Wiener Schnitzel for your lunch.
Very cool. Do something different for lunch. Yeah.
Sounds like a win.
All right. On to the hockey, you guys. Three games in and it ain't going well. Three games in, only two goals scored. Three games in, season three is off to a shaky start. We play the Rangers coming up on Saturday, which is mostly why Johnny is here to talk about that. But he's also... You know, I mean, this is a hockey guy here, Johnny. I mean, from a national perspective, you're all the way across the country looking at our Kraken. it ain't going well in season three so far. And as a guy who is used to the hockey and all of that, should I be freaking out or should I relax because it's a long season? What say you?
Well, you know, I did open with a joke about you guys being longtime suffering fans, but I mean, you had your first sense of heartbreak last year, right, in your second season. Like, you get to a game seven on the road, and it seems pretty promising, you know, after upsetting the defending Stanley Cup champions. And, you know, like, I would love to talk to, you know, someone who's actually just, like, wanted hockey in Seattle for, like, 30 years, like someone way older than us, and to have that feeling, have that moment, like, because Ranger fans, you know, the ones that are much older than me that were around since 94, like I was born in 96, have been waiting for that feeling again, right? It's mm-hmm. It's kind of been, or at least for us, maybe a little bit more of like we're right there but can't break through. But the Kraken are a team that, you know, there hasn't been much suffering. The first year obviously was terrible, but last year was so promising, and maybe there aren't so many superstars on your roster, although like, what, Jared McCann had 40-something goals last
year?
You know, I wouldn't say he's a superstar, but, you know, top to bottom, the Kraken are a really deep team. And I think, you know, I've talked to a lot of players, and, you know, something that you guys will experience tonight in your home opener, a lot of guys in the NHL say that Seattle playing at Climate Pledge, mm-hmm. is like the fastest pace of NHL hockey that there is.
Really?
For whatever reason, the Kraken are, you know, a very up and down quick team, and on home ice, I think they make it even harder on their opponents. So, listen, they haven't played a home game yet. You're not really in trouble, I think, until you struggle at home. And, okay. You know, tonight they have a chance to take down the Avalanche again on home ice. So,
all right.
I wouldn't be too worried yet if I'm a Kraken fan. But the one area that does concern me as just like an overall hockey fan, I guess, would be the goaltending.
Yeah. All right. And we'll get into that. Chris, I'm feeling better. I feel good now. You talked me down a little bit. I'm taking one step back off the ledge. All right.
He's like, you could
be. But it is so much better to be unreasonable, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, you know.
If you freak out, you're going to go 0-82.
Well, listen, in Seattle, and Chris, I mean, here's the thing. Chris, you tell him, right? Because, like, right now the Seahawks can't score in the red zone. The Mariners couldn't hit with men in scoring position. And the Kraken can't score a goal on a power play. You see what I mean? Like, it's just, it's all across the board here in Seattle. It's what it is to be a sports fan in Seattle sometimes, isn't it, Chris?
I mean, I think Johnny can relate a little bit as he was joking about as far as, you know, the Rangers being able to break through as well. But I feel like Seattle had this just surge of sports energy when we won that first Super Bowl. When we hadn't won, we won that first Super Bowl. We had been fiending for teams because we lost the Sonics. And then we get the soccer team rocking and rolling. Both soccer teams. Men and women's soccer teams. We get the hockey team rolling. Listen to that. Morning skate. But yeah, so then, and then we have this surge.
Wait, so we don't edit. Ryan, yeah. Ryan, the missing link, just joined the show from the morning skate with full blown microphone on.
Whoa.
He couldn't hear. It sounded like he's standing next to a jet engine. Coming. Sorry, Chris. Ryan,
that's okay.
Oh my god. It's terrible. Stop. Don't stop unmuting yourself. You can have to step outside.
Poor guy.
Don't you dare edit any of this out.
Okay.
Step away from the jet.
Go ahead, Chris.
Anyway, my point wasn't all that impressive. I was just going to say we have this moment of like Seattle sports are amazing, and then it's kind of been downhill ever since then, and we just have these high expectations every year for every sport, and then it just does not seem to be able to pull itself together no matter what you're talking about, whether that's the Seahawks or whatever. But the Kraken, I mean, they had a great year last year, so again.
Yeah, but this problem still persists from last season. I mean, come on, we need to get specific on what the issues are, and the issues are they can't score any damn goals. And bro, in game one, they had a 5-minute major against those turkeys from Vegas in their mustard-colored, disgusting uniforms, and they couldn't put one in. They had power play after power play in that game, and they couldn't put anything in. The Knights scored Tanev scored a goal for them
in that game.
And now they're off and running. I mean, you're welcome for that, Vegas. We've slingshot them into – dude, we were two places ahead of them before we ever played a game. Remember, Chris, for some reason? Well, now we're squarely in the basement. And I'm honestly pissed off because, dude, this is the thing. I can relax and I can realize it's a long season. But as the most passionate fan, I have to tell you, that what pisses me off is that it's just same problem that goes back to last season, and they didn't – I don't think they really did anything to address it. And so where is the solution going to come from? That's my question. I don't know. Link, maybe your microphone's working now. You can answer that question. But you know what I mean, Chris?
Well, to be fair, we scored a good amount last season. It felt like at times we did not. Now, you're right. The power play has been terrible.
Not on the power play.
It was mediocre last year.
It's the two P's. That was the problem in the playoffs. Or no, the three P's. That was the problem in the playoffs, and it persists.
Yes. And we can't seem to do anything with face-offs, although it was a little bit better with our last game. I think we upped it to like 60% or something like that. But we were terrible at face-offs. We were terrible in the power play. But our penalty kill has been great. We're 11 for 11. So there's your silver lining.
Well, tonight, I mean, what's a good – Johnny, like, here's where you got to help me out. Like, I'm a baseball guy. I get into stats, and I'm not such an analytics guy. However, I want to know the averages. What's a good – power play average, like, you know, like tonight, how many, if they get five power plays, three power play, how many power plays do you even usually get in a game? I don't even...
I'd say around like the 3 to 5 range, but like it's also changed so much like over the years. Like, you know, power play used to be really strong if it was like, you know, 23 to 25%, but now lately with all the goal scoring in the NHL, it's like if you're not a 27 to 30, like, you're kind of, you know, behind the mark a little bit. But
okay, so
you know,
if they get again, three power plays, they got to score at least one tonight then, right? To even feel like they're doing the minimum. Or,
but
you know,
the penalty kill is strong. Like, if your penalty kill is above 80%, like, that's really good.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. But, Chris, we got to score on one of those tonight, don't we?
No, we do. I mean, we finally did last game. Schwartzy put one in on the power play. But, like, I mean, I don't know what it is. That was the big question, right? That was a big question coming in for our team, is that we scored a good amount of goals over the whole last year, but we didn't have any superstars. It was a team effort. Mm-hmm. Can we sustain that? Can you sustain, when your highest goal scorer is McCann at 40, the way we did last year, this year? Can that happen?
Well, I think it's like any other sport. It's the power play. I mean, you guys, the power play is designed to give you an advantage. And if you can't score while you have that advantage, that's a huge problem. I mean, you know,
that
5 minute
major
hurt. Five is sort of what you're supposed to do, isn't it? And then, you know, I mean, come on. When you have that chance, you got to capitalize on it. Ryan, have you been listening to this thing and you haven't answered?
No, I just got out of the I'm in the lobby now of the ring, so I'm trying to find a spot, and then got disconnected, so I'm here. So fill me in. What's going on?
What the F is wrong with our power play? What the F is wrong with our power play? Why can't we score any goals?
Because we are not shooting or doing anything with purpose right now. It's just we're setting up a power play. Let's throw it in the corner because we're supposed to. Let's try to get it on net, but we're not actually going in and doing it on purpose and crashing the net and doing those things that I think they need to do. So that was my one big note, is the last three games there's been nothing that has been done pretty much on purpose. We need to take ownership of each shift, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the mood with the team and everything? You're there right now, and I told everybody on the show about the access that we have and everything. I mean, what's going on? How are they looking? How are they feeling?
Well, I mean, you could hear it for a while. It is a very spirited morning skate. They're running it like a practice right now. I mean, they're kind of I think they realize it's home opener. We have another chance to reset and kind of reload and do this thing again. So as far as morning skates go, yeah, they're buzzing right from the get-go.
Who was the first one on the ice? Were you there?
No, I walked in, watched a few minutes, and then tried to log on.
Okay,
all right. Yeah, so.
All right, no, that's fine.
Yeah. We'll find out. Afterwards, they'll announce the starters and do all that.
Okay. Johnny, you brought it up. I mean, some trouble goaltending. And we talked about it on episode one, Ryan. Like, Grew, I mean, you know, you're lukewarm on him anyway, but not going well so far in the early going.
I mean, he's got two losses, obviously, to Cord. He came in with the overtime loss. I mean, Grubauer is a .918 save percentage, so it's not like he's doing horrible. I said the rest of the team is going to step up and Grew's going to be the guy that kind of goes down, but it's been the opposite. The rest of the team has sort of been, you know, middle of the range, and Gru's actually been holding him together, so I give him credit for that, but he does still let in those sort of soft goals that I think he should be getting.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, the numbers are always fine for him, but it's those ones that, like, dude, it's the ones where even I, as not a hockey guy, go, what the heck happened there? Those are the annoying ones.
We need to get one of those Rangers goalies.
Well, also, I was
trading. Are there any of them on the trading block, Johnny?
Definitely not. But I would say, if I'm a Kraken fan, you do have to give the Kraken a little bit of a break too, right? Because you're playing three straight games in the road. All three, I think, were other teams like home openers, including Banner Night in Vegas, like a very tough atmosphere to play against. And then you're going against Aiden Hill, who was phenomenal in the playoffs last year. Up against UC Saros, who, was fourth in Vezina voting last year for Nashville. Like, they're playing against pretty tough opponents to start the year. Like, the St. Louis game, that's a game where, hey, you could probably win that one. And you could probably win all three, let's be honest. But, playing against another team in their home opener, obviously the emotions are very high for the home team, and it's a tough environment to play in. And now, like, the Colorado Avalanche are going to experience that tonight in Seattle. Like, they're going to have to take the crowd out of the game early, and if they don't, the Kraken should run them out of the building, even though Colorado is obviously insanely talented. But these energies are just different when you're back in your home barn for the first time. So, like, this three-game road trip is going to be a way different feel than a three-game road trip come November, December. But, again, they're playing against pretty elite goaltending, pretty strong defensive teams. Like, Nashville's not great defensively. I wouldn't say Seattle's all that – or St. Louis is all that great defensively either. But Vegas was the best defensive team, like, basically in the playoffs all year last year. And, that's a hard team to play against, especially on banner night. So
it's funny how things work out also, too, isn't it, fellas? Like, everybody thought the Canucks would be the natural rival, right? And, I mean, so far. Yeah. Vegas, they try to make that into a thing. But honestly, sorry, it's not a rivalry yet until we start winning some games against them. The Avs are, I think, the Kraken's biggest rivals in our short little history. And I think even as this history continues to go forward, I think it's just setting itself up that these guys are our rivals. It didn't work out the way that the marketing departments wanted it to, at least so far. And them being there for the home opener, having what happened last year in the playoffs happen, some of the other just regular season games we've played against them have been hotly contested. So I think, not just like the players will be up for the home opener. I mean, they're pros, so it's not like they need any extra motivation anyway. But if there is any, it's in playing your rival. Right, Johnny? I mean, the Rangers, Rangers v, most of the East Coast teams, I suppose.
Well, Brett, to your point, it's like what the playoffs do, right? Playoffs create rivalries. And, that's why, like, I always say people say that the Hurricanes are a rival of the Rangers because they both compete in the Metro every year. And I'm like, dude, the Rangers play the Hurricanes like one fucking time in the playoffs. Like, I don't give a shit about the Carolina Hurricanes. Like, I don't care how good they are.
Nobody does.
Yeah, like, I don't care how good they are in the regular season, but, like, that's not what creates rivalries. Like, the Colorado Avalanche tonight are going to want to come in and kick the shit out of the Kraken because the Kraken beat them seven games on their home rink last year. Like, that's where the rivalry stems from. Like, you're going to have the Avalanche coming in trying to set a tone, make a statement tonight, whereas the Kraken need to show that last year wasn't a fluke, right? So I think that's where the rivalry somewhat stems from. The Vegas thing, obviously those are two teams that are just newer in the league, and I think, obviously now that Vegas won a cup, I think it's a little bit different because they've now set themselves ahead of Seattle. But a little bit unfair to the Kraken that everyone compared them in their first year to Vegas because Vegas had that crazy run on their inaugural season. But, I think these two teams – and the NHL marketing is doing a good job making these two teams rivals because now they're playing the Winter Classic against each other. And, they could potentially be a playoff matchup. Like, I think
so. And the Knights are easy to hate too, though. I mean, seriously, they're so cheesy, man. Like, I don't know what the – it's been a long time since I went to a Rangers game. I lived in New York for a while, and I would go. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun.
Have you been to a Knights game, though?
I have, but I haven't been to a Knights game. I watch them on TV. It looks like the cheesiest shit ever. A guy in an aluminum costume pulling out a sword from the stone. Like, give me a break, dude. Have you ever been to Vegas and seen the Excalibur? It's the cheesiest looking blow up castle. It looks like that's where they play. The whole thing drives me crazy. I was gonna say that, like, a team like the Rangers at the Garden, they probably do it classic still, don't they? They do a classic.
I will say, that I also thought the Kraken thing was very cheesy from watching on TV originally.
No, not Kraken, the Knights. The Knights.
Yeah, so I keep missing my teams today. I'm sorry. It's been a long night. The Vegas Golden Knights, I thought their pregame stuff was cheesy before attending T-Mobile Arena. And being in that building and seeing it, it is so fucking sick. Like, when you're there.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah, when you're there, it's pretty good. Like
no, boo.
It's pretty awesome. And the Rangers, honestly, you know what's funny? Like, I actually, you know, talked about it yesterday or this morning. The Rangers home opener, like, the problem with the Garden is that there's so many, like, nice suites and all these different clubs you can hang out in that – not everyone's, like, in their seat for puck drop. So, like, last night when the Rangers were being introduced, it felt like three quarters of the building were only full. Like, a lot of people came in, like, 5 minutes into the first period. And I'm like, you know, I know these people are hockey fans, but there's so many distractions in Madison Square Garden that, like, you know, Vegas, which should have a million distractions, those people are in their seats, like, when they have to be.
You hear that, Kraken fans? You hear that? If you're going out there tonight, if you're going to Climate Pledge, get there early. Get in your seats. Get loud. Let's get crazy. I mean, this team needs it. They need the energy. We brought that energy last year in the playoffs. We got to bring it again for them because somebody's got to step up. I mean, Ryan, like, if we're getting punked tonight, I mean, if, right? We can't get punked in our home building. And one thing that I like about hockey is the physicality. And that's what we were bringing in the playoffs. That's why it was working. We got to bring that tonight.
We've never won a home opener. We've only had two, but we've never won one of those games. Coming off of a bad road trip, this is the time to do this. And I've said this before on the show, and I'll say it every single show. You got to do something right off the bat. Get a hit. Get something in the first couple of shifts. Do something to get yourself in the game. If they don't do that, I think Colorado really has an advantage here. So. The playoffs, it was the loudest that building's ever been. Obviously, the last couple of games of the playoffs, people said it was just shaking. The press bridge that hangs from the roof was literally swaying. We need to continue that. And I have a feeling that the fans that we've gained in the last 2 years that will be here, it'll be sold out. It'll be rocking. That part will be just fine. And then talk about pregame show. A new show. Everything that we have to do as a fan to get excited for the game. And then the game starts. They have this chance to do it. A couple games right off the bat, and then they're back on the road. So this is a good.
Are you going
like
to be
I said earlier, a good reset?
If people want to go shake hands with Ryan and buy him a beer, he'll probably be at the Queen Anne Beer Hall down there by Climate Pledge pregame. Pro tip: you can find him; he's down there. Right.
So I walk my stuff into the rink sober. Go have a couple drinks. Come back. Yeah. So no, we'll be at the beer hall for
oh,
sure.
Oh yeah, watch out! First time using that press badge. Don't get it taken away tonight.
Okay, Ryan, I need you to do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
I have Matty Beniers to score 30 goals this year as a futures bet, so you got to tell him to wake his ass up.
Yeah, let's go.
Ooh, I like it.
I have 30 actually circled when we were doing our not predictions show. We don't do predictions on the show. Yeah, so it's, yeah. I had 32, so yeah, I'll give him a little kick in the ass for you.
Honestly, we could probably switch up the mojo around here a little bit because we don't do predictions classically because when we did, it would always go south on us. But now not doing predictions is not going well. So we could actually look forward a little bit if we want to. You get that reverse psychology? So tonight you got the Avs. On Thursday, it's the nobody cares about the Carolina Hurricanes. And then on Saturday, we got the Rangers coming in to New York. And I mean – we could do some predictions. We could do some looking ahead into the future, and we can definitely make some wagers with our pal Johnny here on that Rangers game if we'd like, Chris.
I think we should. I think I'm down to be a flip-flopper and just keep flip-flopping until we get right.
So we figure out what works.
What kind of wager are we talking here?
I don't know. I mean, whatever you want. Probably not money. I don't even know if that would be legal. Yeah, it probably is now, though. Betting's, like, legal everywhere. If you turn on your TV, everyone's just betting on everything all the time. But I don't know. I mean, we got smoked salmon up here, stuff like that. We could send some food, some Seattle-based something. We could T-shirts, something.
Does Johnny want some smoked salmon?
I don't know. I'm a smoked salmon guy. I'm a cream cheese bagel box guy.
Oh, okay. See, well, we do dry smoke mostly up here. See, the East Coast has more like that wet, lox-ish type thing, right, Katie? Like, right? Yeah. You're a foodie.
Yeah. It's good either way. Oh, we'll send
Yeah, we could send
What's Johnny gonna send us?
Why? You can send over like a bag of bagel? Slice of pizza or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
you guys want to slice some Sparrows? but no, it's like, funny actually. One of my really good friends lives in Seattle, so I was there last summer for a wedding, and I was planning on coming to the game this weekend, but unfortunately had other scheduling conflicts. But no, Seattle's a very underrated city that I hope to get back to for a game. I've never been to a game at Climate Pledge, so.
Ah, it's beautiful up here. I'm telling you, man.
The thing about the Rangers and Kraken too, I feel like, you know, what have they played like 4 times in their history? Because it's only been 2 years. I feel like for the most part, those games have been pretty tight.
Yeah, they've been fun. I think we were in the building for one of those up in Seattle, maybe a couple of seasons ago, maybe. Yeah, I mean, okay, but before the Rangers, they got Avs tonight, Hurricanes, Rangers, and then we record again on the day they play the Red Wings. So if anyone wants to take a stab at these three games. We have to run the table, dude. We got to get back into this thing. Let's go.
I'm gonna say Rangers Kraken, it goes to overtime, extra time.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was thinking like you go. I think we get a win tonight in the home opener. The Hurricanes one is a little dicey for me, and then the Rangers game I was thinking gets pushed, and that one's into overtime, I mean, and then that could be like a one-pointer. I'm not sure. Chris?
I think you guys beat us in overtime last year in Seattle, if I'm not mistaken. Oh. Like a fluky goal. I think Igor, like, knocked the net off, right? Like, trying to remember something like that.
How dare you? I think that goal was hard.
Yeah, I'm saying 2-2. Two.
No, I think we played pretty good against the New York teams. I know we played the Islanders pretty well, played the Rangers well. Those are games. Those are fun. I like having it not your own team, getting to see the original six teams come and play. So again, you have that original six sort of already momentum and tempo. So I think that's why Kraken play these teams really well.
What do you think, Ryan, in the next three games? Do you want to go out on a limb and predict anything?
I mean, I hope we win. I think we win tonight just because it is a big game and they should be able to get up for this one. Yeah. Right, the Carolina game, it's one of those, like, they'll find a way to lose, I think. They will find a way to lose that game. New York could go either way. Then when they go to Detroit, we always seem to play Detroit pretty well too. So then I think we actually win in our first game on the road.
Well, they gotta start getting some momentum going in the right direction, man. Just like this season's gotta like officially start. You know, let's get this thing going. What else from any of you, Johnny? What do you got before we get out of here?
Matty Beniers, man, he's the guy to watch. Yeah. Like rookie of the year. Hopefully it's not a sophomore slump. No points in his first three games. He's an absolute stud of a human, too. Like, he's an awesome guy, a great personality. And I think he's brought a little bit of swagger to that team, right? Like, I think we're seeing it around the league, these young Michigan kids like Fantilli and Columbus, even though they got smacked the other night. You know, I think it's just cool. It's cool to have hockey in Seattle. And, you know, I know a lot of kids that, like, grew up in the area that played hockey around there. So I think it's big for youth hockey as well. And I'm super pumped, and I hope I can come to the Winter Classic this year because I know that Seattle's a pretty underrated sports town for us East Coasters that don't really know much about it. So it'll be really cool.
Lots to come on the Winter Classic. Release the show might have some things to do with
it. They have those jerseys out yet? Or no?
No, not yet.
Those are going to be sick, probably.
Yeah. The logo like leaked, and it's based off of the Metropolitan, so it's going to be it's going to look nice, but no, they're not released yet.
Ooh, best white jerseys in the NHL by far. Seattle Kraken.
That's what we've always said on here, too. I think the whites are kind of better.
Whites
than the
whites are so clean.
Yeah, they look fresh. Awesome. See, everybody loves the Kraken, Katie. All over the place. You want to look around the league a little bit here before we get out of here? Are you guys on Connor Bedard watch? You guys checking out how he's doing?
I didn't watch last night, but obviously the first couple games I have been. Mm-hmm. I'm more concerned about Edmonton. I'm on Edmonton watch right now. What the hell is going on there?
Yeah. Good point. We like the way that's going, obviously, here in the division. Chris, what are you watching?
I'm not watching anything at the moment. I'm just trying to catch up on sleep from a bachelor party I went to.
Football.
Yeah. I'm too busy training for my Olympic debut.
A bachelor party? Were you in Vegas?
Yes, I was.
Oh, nice. Okay. He's on enemy soil.
But I didn't go to the games. I didn't even know if they were there. I didn't even think about it.
Dude, I feel like, honestly, our Kraken got to get this season going so that we're allowed to talk about what's going on around the rest of the league. Like, we're not even in the league right now. We're like, on the outside looking in. Got to get it going. Come on, Kraken. Pick it up tonight. It starts tonight. I think, I mean, honestly, I think Tanev going out, yeah, well, he's out every year early, you know, but they love him. He's such a, you know, little spark plug on the team, and it's just, it hurts to have him.
He's the energy, man.
Yeah. Gone early every time.
More Cartier ice time.
Yes. More Carti in the USA. Let's go. I like that. Absolutely. I think we get off the schneid here this week. I think Beniers scores. I think Jordan Eberle finally puts one in. I think Gru steps up tonight. Don't forget, he's playing his old team. And we know what happened in the playoffs last year. So I think he steps up tonight. I think they get it back, Producer Katie.
I like it.
If you guys want to go to Kraken Games or you have Kraken seats that you'd like to sell, use epicseats.com. And mention our podcast, and you get discounts. And you also get extra dollars when you're selling seats at epicseats.com. Tell them Release the Show sent you. Epicseats.com. Local Seattle company doing it right. Check them out. Johnny, thanks for your time, man.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Brett, Katie, Chris, yeah. Ryan.
You guys can find Johnny on social media at JLazzy. Ryan, nobody can hear Johnny's name. My God.
God damn it, Ryan.
He's back in the wind tunnel.
Ryan, a microphone. Ryan, before you go to the press conference tonight, can you get a microphone or something?
I'll stop by Radio Shack.
Jeez. Johnny's social media. At JLazzy, LAZZY 23. And then at Blue Crew Pod. Check out the Blue Crew Podcast, you guys. These guys are doing it right. We modeled our entire podcast after their podcast, so.
We might need the cold open that you guys have. That was pretty funny. I thought that was going to go the whole time. I was Googling flag football stats up here on my computer.
Yeah, we modeled the whole show except for the hockey part.
No, it's good. I'm a big fan of The Office, so it kind of reminded me of that a little bit. And hey, you know, leaving shoot, it was fun. It was fun.
Hey, you guys can find us on social media at Release the Show. Email us anytime, releasetheshow@gmail.com. And there's the rant email also, releasetherants@gmail.com. So if you're watching the game, if you have anything you want to say, it's completely anonymous. We will never tell anyone your name. You can just put whatever you want into that rant email box. And if it's funny enough, we'll read it on the air. releasetherants@gmail.com. How do we usually break this thing down? That's
we
it?
Don't, that's the other
oh, we
show.
Just get out of here?
Yeah, we just say all right,
that's
it. Cool.
I'm going to start turning up the music then.
That's all she wrote.
We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks,
enjoy
guys.
The Kraken. Let's get some W's, thanks, everybody.
See you. Woo.
Oh, the song's almost over. Let's let it go.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.